This is something we call Daily Shift. It's fun. We have fun here. Just like I hope you have fun on your Monday, have fun on your weekend. If your weekend was not fun, that just means the upcoming weekend, you got to plan something. You got to do something. Get out there or stay inside. Do what you love. Don't dwell on the chaos that is life. Because if you do, then your life is going to be like this show. Utter chaos. There's no structure here. Let's face it. That's why it's the perfect name, The Daily Shift. As much as you try to plan for it, everything will just fall apart. Like, at some point, it's just going to fall apart. Just roll with the punches. Just go with it. Wasn't there a movie by that name, by the way? You see how quickly? Anyway, I had a whole bunch of things planned here, but I don't know where half those notes went at this point. They're on one of these many, many devices, and hopefully they will be found soon. I think I know which one, but I don't even know if I want to open and see what these notes are like, because so much has happened over the weekend, whether good or bad. Of course, if you keep up with the news, you know some of the terrible things that are happening across the globe. Why add to just the chaos that is life, you know? Aren't we all going through enough as it is? I feel like at this point, we should all just kind of like, you know, just take a step back and take a breather and just really, really try to enjoy life rather than making it worse. But of course, I'm not going to pretend we all don't have that one friend who's always like, oh man, these are some really good hot dogs. Yeah, but you know, could really use some relish. Really? Really? Like, you know, somebody who's just kind of adding on to it. And they're friends. So, you know, you really try to, every time before they come over, you always have that other friend. I'm going to say something this time. No, I'm going to say something. No, I'm getting sick of it. No, every single time he comes over. No, it's every time. It's every time. Can't even enjoy a Dorito. Well, you know, Doritos made from cornstarch, which is made by Toe Jam. What Doritos are you eating? I don't. To the makers of Doritos, I love your product. You see how quickly I tried to save it, just in case they're listening. So like, he doesn't like our product, huh? Okay, no, he doesn't like our product. No. Which bag is he gonna buy next? Where do I even go from there? Have you ever, okay, so I was talking to somebody and, we were talking, I don't even know, that conversation went so many ways. We went from talking to like, bed bugs, to ticks, to somehow we ended up on like an, I don't even know how we ended up here, but like an internet page, and he was looking for a jacket. And I'm not going to say his name, but he was talking about like, oh, yeah, no, I was looking for a jacket or whatever and this, that, the other. And when I clicked on the picture or when I clicked on the webpage for the jacket, it was just the person in a jacket. Now, for me, that's good advertising. That's good advertising. That's you don't want to see the rest of the uniform that you're not buying. You just want to see the jacket. But at the same time, I could see his concerns. I'm sorry, just the way, like, I'm trying to recall the exact way this whole conversation went down. Because, like I said, like, you're like, how did you get to jackets from bed bugs? It's very complicated. It's really not, but I'm not gonna repeat it. Like, there's just, there, anyway. So if you were to purchase something and you were or not even purchase something, if you're looking for like a certain web page, like let's say you're looking for like a fruit bowl, like, you know, like bananas and plum peaches, plum pieces and maybe even peaches in there, you know, some watermelon, pineapple. But when you click on the page, you get something else. I mean, there's only really one way you can react. Let me back out of the page. But what if it's a page that, like, you know what I mean? Like, what if it's like, okay, well, this is kind of what I'm looking for. You start scrolling down. I feel like that's kind of like what shopping really is, when you go to the grocery store and you're like, this isn't what I was looking for, but this is interesting. And you keep going and you're looking down and you're like, I wasn't looking for this, but I also want this. You know, before we get off topic here, because like I said, it's not the page that you were looking for, but it's the page you found. Maybe it does. First of all, if you're buying something online, like this individual was, would you still buy that item? The person, I'm not buying that. I can't. I don't have it in me. I feel like something else is going on there, and I don't want to be a part of it. Because it's like, well, you're just trying to buy a jacket, and then they send you an email. Well, what did you think? Well, I really like the jacket. Oh, I wasn't talking about the jacket. Wait, what? No, wait a minute. Back up. My calf muscles are on point, right? No. Well, yes, but no. I'm not going there. Where I am going is on to a break. So I can get this show together. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about for the question of the day. I'm going to be honest with you. You know the many ways to find us. You could find us on the Wisdom app, CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, if I already haven't mentioned it. Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, The Jukebox Radio. Don't forget about the other amazing shows that are on the other channels, such as My Vibe, The Jazz Lounge. There's so much going on there, which is so much for you to listen to. And don't forget about, if you want to just listen to the show, you can listen on Podcaster, formerly known as, oh my gosh, it's starting to escape me now. Well, it's called Podcaster now. So just look up Podcaster. You can download the app. You can just go to the app and listen. With that being said, I think it's time for a break, right? Let's go ahead and take this break. We're going to come back, do some more random things. That is the Daily Shift and the randomness of the day and or week. We'll be right back. Don't move a muscle. For somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this.
Say sorry, 'cause I'm missing more than just your body.
Oh, back or more, in a sense. Well, in more than one way. Back for more, right here on The Daily Shift. And I hope you enjoy what is to come, which is the Daily Question. Now, have you ever watched a show and think, well, that doesn't happen because either you've worked there or you've seen it. Like, you know, like, okay, I was watching an episode of House. And I love the show House. It's like, I want more people to watch it. It was such a great show. But there was an episode of House where, like, somebody was, like, panicking and freaking out. And then all of a sudden, like, there was a doctor there, like, obviously House is there, but then there was another doctor there, and then security was standing next to them, and I was like, that's not real. That's like, security is like halfway on the other building or something like that. I was like, that's not real. Like, you know, like, okay, now, like, people who've worked in construction or something like that, like, I can't think of a situation in a TV show or a movie, but like, when you watch movies, I'm sure other people who watch like certain movies or whatever, they can see like a movie scene and be like, that's not how that happens. Like, you know, on YouTube, there are like those what do you call it, scenarios or whatever, where it's like, oh well, this is what happens in this scene or whatever. But then like on YouTube, like they have like a real construction worker or somebody who's really a boxer or somebody who's really like from the army and is really a sniper or whatever have you. And then they're like, oh well, you know, this isn't really probable or whatever. Like, you know, that's kind of like, I love those. Like, I love like the little debunks. At the same time, I don't, but at the same time, I do. I know it's a movie. Like, Die Hard is like, well, you know, he technically, like, okay, my science teacher back in grade school, he was so funny because he was like, he would watch the movie Titanic with his wife because she was like, oh, I love this movie. And like, he was like, but he's a science teacher. So he was like, and he looked like an actor, and I don't remember his name, but he looked and even sometimes sounded like him. And I don't know if it was on purpose, but anyway, I need to find out who this actor, I think I've talked about this before. I still haven't found it out, but I will. I'm sure he was in the Adam Sandler movie. I'm sure you don't want to hear a whole segment of me trying to find out who this actor was, but I'm going to do it anyway. But no, he watched the movie Titanic with his wife. And like as she's, and he quotes, he's like, yeah, she was crying and sad. And I was like, well, if it was like, I don't get it. Like, he didn't connect with it because he was like, as a science teacher, he was looking at it from a scientific standpoint, which made me laugh because he was just like, well, this doesn't make any sense. He was like, do you know how cold that water must be? He's like, he's having a whole conversation. He's like, it's been like 5 minutes. It's like, it's been like 5 minutes. You know how quickly he would have been froze to death or had hypothermia? Like, he wouldn't be able to speak this clearly, let alone profess his love. He wouldn't know where he, like, he went on and on. He'd be delusional and stuff like that. And it was just, I was like, oh my gosh, you're a monster. But at the same time, he was hilarious. So I ate it up. I need to find this. There's one movie where I know he's in. Not my science teacher, though that would have been funny. I would have loved to see him in there. So he goes on to say, like, no, this wouldn't make any sense because, like, and then he goes on and then he makes, like, a bowl of ice water. But not any ice water. Like, he does something to it. And then he's like, now, everybody, one by one, I want you all to get up and just make a little line and then stick your hand in there and hold it in there for as long as you can. And it's, you like, everybody was like, I think like around like up to like a minute or two. And then he was like, now, as you see, that was as close as I can get it to the temperature that he was laying. Imagine your whole body immersed in that. How long do you think you're going to be able to hold a conversation? I've never seen the full movie of Titanic. I'm going to be honest with you. And you folks know this. If you've listened to the show before, you know I can't. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I'd never seen the full movie of Titanic. But I do know that two people could have fit on that little cabinet. You know, balance it out. But at that point, your clothes are cold. Like, there was plenty of room. Just saying. But he went on to say, oh, well, no, like there's no way he would have survived in that water for that long. There's no way that conversation, he would have died of hypothermia. And it was just like kind of funny to me because I was like, you're ripping this movie. I was like, it's a movie, but at the same time, like, he's just tearing this movie to shreds scientifically. Like, I wonder what he does with the other. Like, and oh, that was also the class that I learned, one of the long, well, at the time, the longest word in the dictionary. It's not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Did I say that right? It's not that word. It's pneumonoaltromicroscopic silicovolcanocarniosis. And I do know how to spell it because he taught us how to spell it. And he posted it up on the wall on the left side of his classroom. Like, this guy, he was the great. That was like one of the only classes that I ever paid attention in. I wish every school had a teacher like him. He was so fantastic. I need to find, you know what? If I find the movie, I'm gonna tell you, hopefully before the facts. You know what? That should be the fact. No, my facts, I think I have my facts that are coming up. It's going to be, is this him? No, it's not him. I'm going to find this guy. You can't elude me forever. But no, what we have coming up, the facts, I'm still trying to find this guy. So I'm here and there. I'm trying to go back and forth. I know what he looks like, but I can't type in a description to Google and be like, find him. Or any search in to be like, this is the guy. I know he's been on an Adam Sandler movie. I know that, but I just don't know which one. As I go through and try to find this, I'm going to take a break. You all can call in and request a song, if you like. I'm going to do some Dan and Shay. They always put everybody in a good mood, I would hope. And if it doesn't, then call in and request something that will put you in a good mood for your Monday, for your week, and for your day, and for your shift. This is The Daily Shift. I will see you all after the break, after I hopefully find this. It's going to take forever. Let's face it. It's going to take forever. I may never find them. But I'm going to make the effort just for you, just for the sake of this randomness and this chaos that is this show. Keep it locked right here. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you after the break. When I taste tequila, welcome back to The Daily Shift, where we have dim facts. Not supposed to happen, but it did, so we're just gonna roll with it. Why? Because it's Monday, so you know, things are gonna happen. Just like I just so happened to not find who I was talking about. I still can't find them. I'm going to, though. By the end of this week, I'm gonna find out this actor's name, because it's killing me, because they look just alike. Like, I wish I had a picture of my teacher from then, so that way I can go ahead and like just do like a reverse image search and just find them. They'd be like, oh, this is, no, it's the same person. It probably was. He just decided to become a school teacher. He was looking up a role. Anyway, I want to go over these facts. If you want, you can follow along. All you have to do is go to 99firms.com. 99firms.com, and it's going to be 35 texting statistics you know in 2023. 99 firms, and some of the actually none of these have like little passages that you can read from, but they are interesting. Like the first one, 61% of consumers have been texting significantly more since the pandemic started. Yeah, I mean, they don't want to get that virus. But no, I'm still like a phone call person. Like, I just, let's get it out the way. Texting. But I know certain people, like, why are you calling me? Like, a lot of people are busy nowadays, so I get it. I get it. But at the same time, texting is just, a conversation we can have in 20 seconds is taking like 5 hours. Oh, it kills me. It kills me on the inside. The average text message open rate stands at 99%. All right, guess I'm that 1% because I don't open a lot of messages. I see I got the text message. I see like what it starts with, like, hey, so we're all going to, and I'm like, I'll just talk to them later. Like, I'll send them a message later, like, where are we going again or something like that. You know, that notification is all I really read. Like, sometimes I try my best, but text message is so tedious. And as I just said, a phone call in like 20 seconds will fix that. Like, I'll see who texted me and be like, okay, I'll call them later. If that. SMS has a response rate of 45%. Wait. Okay. I see. Open rate, 99%. So people will open them 99% of the time. But 45% will respond. Are you a responder? I am not. I don't. I can't. I don't have that kind of time. I'll call you back. Does that count as a response? Like, hey, it's an emergency. Well, if it's that much of an emergency, you'd call. Anyway, the average U.S. smartphone user spends around 26 minutes per day texting. Oh, no, I don't believe that. Oh, actually, I do. You know what? The other time is spent scrolling through... See, I don't use social media, so I can't even like think of like one app. Instagram, there you go. There's your app for the day. 3 out of 10 people would give up calls in favor of texting. That doesn't make any sense. See, but that just shows like if you're ever in like a horror scenario or like you're being chased with somebody with like a chainsaw. So your odds of somebody reading your text are 99. Help, I'm being chased with somebody with a chainsaw. Then you got 45% of a chance of somebody responding. What kind of chainsaw? Is it a McDecklin? If it's a McDecklin, I love it. Like, it's okay. It's going to be a clean cut. Like, no, that's not the answer I'm looking for. Just give a phone call. Just answer the phone call. And what's worse is when you text somebody and then, like, if you immediately call them and then they don't answer. Where did you go in, like, the last 2 seconds? Like, I get it if you're at work or something. Oh, well, what are you doing? Nothing right now. I'm just putting on a shoe. And then you call them and then nothing. What did you do in the last 2 seconds? Are you okay? I don't know what's going on at this point because you were just by your phone. It kills me on the inside. 78% of consumers wish they could text a business. Yes. Yes. Or at least get a hold of a human individual. I need to hear a human on the other end. I don't want to text. I need to hear the voice of a human individual. I need to hear it. Because by a show of hands, and I don't care if you're at work or I don't care if you're in bed listening. I don't care where you are. Raise your hand. Somebody's going to be like, why are you raising your hand? They asked. Just go with it. Who specifically looks for a human individual? You press the 0. You press the 1. It's like you're doing everything you can to get in touch with a human individual. Because you don't want to talk to that robot. They're not going to be able to answer all your questions that you word specifically. Like you've worked on this conversation in the mirror. Oh, when I get them on the phone, I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna say this, and then when you finally get on the phone, you can't. You can talk to the voice machine. No, I need to talk to a human individual. I'm sorry, our business hours are closed right now. No, they're not. Oh my gosh. Oh, that voice machine is the bane of all of our existences. It's, you know, they don't even have, there doesn't even have to be a Terminator machine at this point. If you just make a ton of robots walking around saying, I'm sorry, we can't come to the phone. Those little voice machine things that refuse to let you connect with a human, you win. The robots win. I'm sorry, but it's true. Let's face it. How many people would just lose their mind And then when you get on the phone with an actual person, you start yelling at them because you're so upset the fact that that machine was refusing to let you. I don't know how many times I've pressed zeros on a phone call trying to get to a human individual. Like, it's like, oh, I know, like, if this called for, like, a machine to fix it, then I wouldn't be calling in the first place. You know, I just go online and do it. But I need to talk to a human individual with a soul and a sense of emotion. Anyway, before we get into the Terminator conversation, over 50% of consumers want companies to text them back. That's never going to happen. We can go ahead and skip that one. We can go ahead and keep going. Oh, wait, there's more. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even hit the numbers yet. That was just getting. All right. I'll do two from this area here. So number one, 61% of consumers have been texting significantly more since the pandemic started. So I lied. So earlier I said that there weren't passages, but apparently there are. And there are links and things that you can click, and it gives you a little bit more information if you want it. Number two, those between 35 and 44 years send the most texts per day around 52. So 35 to 52. And there's a lot to read there. And it also gives like graphs and things like that for you to, I said I was going to do two. I'm going to do like one more. And I'm actually going to read this. The average text message open rate stands at a staggering 99%. Unlike emails, first of all, I don't like how they know that. But unlike emails, SMS is much more beneficial for companies. Comparing texting versus email statistics, it is evident that customers open almost all SMS, while the average email open rate ranges between 28 and 33%. What is more, receivers approximately read 97% of the messages in the first 15 minutes. So I don't like how they have all those numbers on us when it comes to reading messages. Anyway, there's a ton more there that you all can read and get a little bit more. Texting versus calling, that was my thing. All right, one more. The U.S. smartphone users send and receive 5 times more texts than the number of calls per day. Yeah, because everyone wants a text. Anyway. I'm gonna try one more time to get this information, but if anything, by next week, I'm gonna have these answers, folks. I'm gonna know what my teacher looked like in comparison to the actor, because I know they looked exactly alike, without a doubt. I don't know if he did it on purpose, but I'm gonna figure out this actor, and you're all gonna look at him and you're gonna be like, oh, and he wasn't like, it wasn't like, oh, he played a small role. He was actually. I just can't remember any of the stuff he did. For whatever reason, I always keep thinking of, is it Diago from Aladdin? Jafar's pet bird? Iago, right? I should save this for the entertainment segment, which is coming up next. You know the many ways to find us. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes, Music, Google Podcasts, Outside the Box Radio, MySpin Radio. The Jukebox Radio. Don't forget about the other fantastic, amazing shows that are on that station as well. You can also find us on CastBox. Oh my gosh. Podcaster. I'm sorry. And Amazon Podcast. You can send us questions. If I don't respond to the questions there, I'm sorry. But keep in mind that not all of those questions come to me. But if you want to reach me directly, download the Wisdom app. And join the conversation there. You can speak to me directly right then, right there. And have a good time with us. Just like I hope you're having a good time today, right here on the show, and had a good time on your weekend. This is The Daily Shift. I'm going to see you after the break. Daily Shift is back with entertainment. Hopefully this whole show has been entertaining. Like I wish and I hope it was for you, just like your Monday was. When it comes to the entertainment, there's tons out there right now. Tons of movies to check out, especially during this Halloween season. If you celebrate, if you don't, then there's good spooky movies out there for you to enjoy. If you don't like horror movies, there's still good movies out there. There's a movie, A Haunting in Venice. I watched that movie and it was really good. If you've ever seen Murder on the Orient Express, it has to do with the main character being Poirot. And it was a fantastic movie. I enjoyed A Haunting in Venice. I figured it out like 30, 40 minutes into it. Maybe not even that long. It was really good. As you folks know, I love those murder mysteries. Like, it's just like, okay. I start putting it together. I mean, if you don't, then you're missing out. Like, that's half the fun. Now, would I ever go to, like, what are those things called? Those mystery rooms or whatever? No, I'm not going to let you lock me in a room as I try to figure out. Like, I'm not in Saw. I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. I'm not. Saw, speaking of Saw is in theaters now. Saw 10. That movie's also out there. And if you want something really horrifying, a horror movie, Exorcist, Believer, that is also in theaters for you to check out. There's tons of movies out there. If you want something more action-packed, Equalizer 3 is still in theaters for you to check out. So there's tons of options. I think there's another Paw Patrol. If you want to take it the other direction, you can. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to go ahead and rate A Haunting in Venice. A Haunting in Venice. I'm going to go ahead and give that a... I want to say 8. Part of me wanted to say 9, but I'm going to give it an 8.5. 8.5. Why not a 9? You know what? It gets a 9. It was a good... You know what? Yeah. I'm going to give it an... Something's telling me an 8.5. I'm going to go with 8.5. Why? Because I feel like some of the clues were very obvious. For me, anyway. In my opinion. That doesn't mean don't go and check out the movie. Oh, we didn't pass the 9 mark. Who cares? It's a great movie. I just felt like some of it was obvious. Usually those movies are like, what? You know, like, I missed that or whatever. It was overall good. I do feel like some of the things were a little bit fast paced, but you know, they get an hour and 30 minutes or a little bit more, depending on whatever, to pack all of this fantasticness into one movie. And plus there were appearances from actors and actresses that I did not expect to see. That being said, once again, check out that movie, check out the other movies in theaters. Go out, have a good time, enjoy your week. If you're having a rough Monday, go and forget your worries just for a little bit by checking out a movie or listening to the show. Making a request. Music is a quick remedy for a lot of things. So don't be afraid to request the songs that you love right here on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, the many ways that you know exist. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, if it is indeed Monday for you and you're heading to bed waiting for Tuesday to come, then good night. But if it's already Tuesday and you're starting your day out and you're ready for it, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift and we'll see you all next time.
So busy just thinking of yourself. Do you ever think of me when you lie down in your bed, your bed of lies? And I knew better than to look in your